Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle with New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman.
Are you ready for some football?
On WAAF.
This week's Hillman Huddle with Julian Bubs Edelman is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, your lifetime roofing solution. What's going on, bestie?
Not much. Just getting mentally and physically ready for a wonderful Friday.
Can you tell us what that entails on the mental part? Are you doing Tai Chi or something like that? Or what the...
No, I'm just watching some film, honestly, really.
You're watching film at 7 o'clock? That's why you're a Super Bowl champion. Well, right, that's, you're watching film at 7:03 in the morning?
Something like that, yeah, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Bubs, on that note, we got this knob Scott from Weymouth that calls in, and he was wondering, what is your game day schedule? So, you know, when you wake up in the morning on game day, for the 1 o'clock Tennessee tilt down in Nashville, what's your schedule? What time you get up? What do you do?
I usually get up around, like, if it's a 1 o'clock game, I'll get up at, like, 6. And I like to do some ball drills right when I wake up at the hotel.
Ooh, is that code?
Huh?
I said, is that code?
No, it's just... I like to, like, warm up my eyes for the day. You get 1 o'clock games, they jump on you quick. Yep. So you got to start everything a lot earlier. And then I go in, and then we have a meeting, and then, you know, we have an early bus to the stadium. And you get your body worked on, you get a stretch, a dynamic warm up in, another set of ball drills, and then you go out with the team and you start the pregame stuff. So, you know, obviously there's
eating as well in there too.
What's it like? Have you played down there?
I played there in, I believe, 2012.
It's a great city, Nashville. What's it like playing down there at that stadium?
From what I remember, I mean, it was pretty live. A nice Bermuda grass, from what I remember, which is a southern style grass. Not a Kentucky blue, which is what you find usually in the northern states. Uh-huh. So it's a good fast track, depending on how they keep it. That's what you also do pregame. You go and check the field and the footing and where all the shot clocks are, the clocks are, and all that stuff. So, you know, I didn't get to – when you go on a road trip, you don't get to really see the city. We have meetings and we have curfews, so – you're pretty much limited to the team hotel and hang out with the guys there. So I don't really know Nashville. I mean, I would love to. I've heard nothing but insane things about the food, live music.
Yes.
You know, I hear it's a great place.
It seems to me like it might be almost a home game because there are so many fans that are traveling down there for this game. There's gonna be a lot of Patriots fans there, and you hear them, right? When you're playing somewhere and there's a lot of Patriots fans there.
Definitely, you know, our fans travel well. Nothing like when you're playing in on the road, and all of a sudden, you know, in the fourth quarter, you're getting Pat chants and Brady chants and stuff. So it's always It always puts a smile on your face.
Of course, you get to see a former teammate who's down there, Malcolm Butler, and This happens as you, you've had a long career here in the NFL, so you run into guys. What's that like when you end up going against a guy that you used to play with?
It's like going against someone you don't know, except you know them a little more, but they also know you. So you're playing, you know, mind games with each other on certain things that you know that got him, certain things that he knows gets you. And, you know, it's fun. It's like playing against a brother, you know, Malcolm, Logan, Dion. There's a bunch of guys down there that, you know, we've won a lot of football games with, but this happens all the time. I mean, you're playing against guys that you played with a lot. That's how it goes around here, you know what I mean? In this business, you know, one day you're battling with someone, the next day you're battling against. And, you know, your focus really is just on what you have going on in that play or that game, what you're trying to execute, your baby goals that you got going into the game. So, you know, you don't think about it as much until after the game and you dap each other up and hopefully nothing bad happened to each other or you're over here fighting.
Malcolm Butler struggled a little bit this season. You think it's, I mean, does that say something kind of about Bill and his decision in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Everyone's different every year. And, you know, especially I wasn't even there, so I can't even comment on that. But I tell you right now, Malcolm, he's a competitive guy. He's going to compete to the last snap. He's going to be prepared. You know, he's given up a couple plays here and there, but I tell you right now, he's made a bunch too. And that, when you're a guy that plays hard like him, that, you know, sometimes that's going to happen. You know, and I expect to see his best. That's just knowing who he is and how he works along with Logan and, you know, the other guys that they got going over there. So this isn't just about Malcolm. This isn't just about Logan. It's about playing against their defense. So, you know, our focus is on today and having a good Friday and really tightening things up. And then traveling over there, having another good mental day tomorrow, and then going out and seeing where it takes you on Sunday.
Have you picked out the travel duds yet? I mean, you're a snappy dresser when you travel.
I haven't.
No.
I haven't, but I got to see what the theme is. You know, we're going down to the South, so, you know, usually I like to dress to the – see what I got. I don't know what I'm going to wear yet.
Wardrobe crisis.
Right now, the question of the week for Julian Edelman, our guest – on this week's Hillman Huddle, and it's brought to you by ilovebostonsports.com, the official fan gear of your New England football team, where it's forever New England versus everyone. Visit ilovebostonsports.com. And this texter wants to know if it has been difficult this season to play so many night games. You guys have had more night games than it seems in any season. Does that make any difference at all?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. We've had, I think, like, what, the last five have been night games? Or
pretty
four?
Much. Yeah.
I mean, you come back to a boom over here, and it does drain on you because if you're playing a away game, you know, you kind of lose a day. When you're traveling back, you get in. So, I mean, we leave right after the game and go immediately back home. So you're getting home at 5:30, traveling, you're sore, you're tired, and you got to come in, get a workout in, get a little run in, get a watch the film, have an off day, but it's not an off day because you have to, you know, you got to get your body right for the next week. So, I mean, you never complain about being on primetime TV, but it's definitely it's a challenge.
Julian, a texter
definitely
would,
a challenge.
A texter would like to know if you sit next to Tom on the plane.
No, I don't sit next to Tom. He has his own row. So, you know, there's like the two, the three, the two. I stay in a little two, a couple of in front of him, in his atmosphere, but not around, not next to him, right. not next to him.
Hey, Bubs, who are the poker players on the team?
It's died. There's really no poker players.
Really?
I mean, it's a league mandated rule that there's no gambling on travel. So, you know, we don't do those types of things.
Wow, times have changed.
Times have changed. I mean,
the 80s were great. The 80s were awesome.
Here's a Texas.
I mean, even when I first got here, it was awesome. Now it's like, I mean, you can't even call a rookie anymore. They're the R words because, you know, they got the same amount of rights as us now. You know what I mean? I'm just playing.
Bubs, here's a text that says, it sounds like Julian doesn't love you anymore. And that's not true.
Why does it sound like that? Can we get a follow-up text from a homie?
I mean, I guess maybe they feel – I mean, you got your game face on this morning. That's it. That's what's going on here. I mean, you're all business. It's a business trip, right?
I mean, a lot of people don't understand. This is a business trip. This is business.
Right.
This is business, as Greg's would say. I mean –
it's not fun and games.
Yeah, we play a game, but this is straight business, homie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, good luck.
Yeah.
Great, safe trip, and we'll talk to you again, and let's go.
I don't think I got you next week. I think it's Hogan.
What? What do you mean?
That's what they're saying.
What? Demand?
Oh, boy.
Go in there. You carry a lot of weight down there. Go walk in to Bill and demand that it's you and not Hogan. No disrespect to Hogan, but all right.
I'm terrified of going into the coach's office. It's like going in the principal's office, bro.
He's not demanding anything from Bill.
No,
get out of here.
No. All right. Well, we'll talk to Hogan. Talk to Hogan next week, and we'll talk to you again soon on the Hillman Huddle. All right, Julian?
Hey. I got a pop-up shop coming, so you guys might as well come by.
Oh,
nice.
When and where?
It's going to be over on in the back bay. I'll have more.
Okay.
I'll have more details, but just know next week. Old Poppy.
Not Pop. When you talk about Pop, it's it's Frank Talk, but this is pop-up shop.
Pop Talk. Pop Talk. Old Frank.
All right. Well, give us the details. Call us next week and tell us about the pop-up, all right?
All right. I'll hit you guys up.
All right.
You guys have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.